Hey there, I want you to listen for just a second. I'll keep this brief. This is John Millen from the Millen Group. And something amazing is happening in the employment space right now where employers are actually giving raises to their employees without giving them an actual raise. What does that mean? Right now, what we're seeing is health insurance premium costs for employees. So think about what your employees are spending out of their paycheck right now for group health insurance. Now, you might be paying 100% of employee only, you might be paying 50%, you may be paying all tiers. Just follow me on this, just conceptually, no matter where you are, and no matter what stage you are financially, whether you're a nonprofit, where every penny counts, or you're a tech company where it doesn't really matter. Follow me here for just a second, because this is really fascinating. I've never seen anything quite like this in the 22 years that I've been involved in the employee benefit space. So what's happening now is the health insurance marketplace for employers is changing dramatically, and new options are surfacing that have been around for a few years, actually. And I'm not talking about some wacky, you know, weird cost plus model that only works in certain states or some crazy program that you can only go to one hospital system. I'm talking about legitimate programs that are available for companies. Small companies, 5 people, large companies, 25,000 employees. Across the gamut, there's no restriction. It's very flexible. These are called community funded plans. And whenever someone learns something new, just like I am, I'm very skeptical because I get hit with a lot of shiny objects as a benefit advisor and broker, right? The people are calling me all the time. And I do keep an open mind occasionally. Sometimes I can tell right away it's a bunch of garbage. I can sniff it out. This is not one of those. This is not a slick attempt to get your attention and then only to find out it's a piece of crap. This is something that has a lot of good benefits, a lot of positive, it's community funded. It does have some things you have to be aware of. So maybe, yes, there's some negatives, good and bad. Risk reward, that's the way you should look at it. But that's the case with anything. Any plan you have, it's risk reward. You're going to have some things you like. And then, oh, by the way, when we change carriers, we're moving from a PPO to an HMO, or we're changing our pharmacy script, or the network is smaller, or whatever it is, you have to change your doctors. Every year you may be facing changes. So that's a constant. So things are going to change. And so this whole thing about giving your employees a raise, and I experienced this. I'm sharing this quick story with you, because I want to get your attention in a meaningful way, not just write something and, you know, or not just have a landing page, you know, with marketing and videos and everything. I want to just talk person to person, human to human, not as a sales guy trying to sell you anything, any insurance. Just as a 56-year-old husband, father, owner of a business with employees and having talked to lots of companies in 22 years. And the ability for you to say, or for the ability for your employees to recognize this and say out loud, I feel like I just got a raise, is the most rewarding feeling that you probably may ever experience when it comes to employee benefits, right? There's lots of cool stuff that happens in your organization. This isn't the only thing. But when it comes to employee benefits every year, people are not jumping up and down saying, this is amazing. I cannot wait for the meetings. They're like ready to go. They're in the front row. Like, I am so psyched to learn about the dental plan and learn about the disability, the medical plan. I cannot wait to how much better it's going to be. And how much, oh gosh, it's amazing. That's not happening, but it can now. So I'm in New Mexico last November. November 2023, I'm in New Mexico. I flew from Virginia. We have clients in multiple, all over the place, in multiple states. I don't mind flying, no big deal. We can talk on a Zoom. So I fly out there, I'm doing the employee benefit meeting, and we had just moved a car dealer, a really very well-run car dealership in New Mexico, from a plan that where they got a 32% rate increase, and they were stuck because they were mid-market. No one was bidding on them because they got hammered on this renewal. And the rates were going to jump. The dealership was stressed financially, not able to just absorb it. That was a big chunk of money. So their alternative was to pass most of it on to the employees. what happens when you do that is you, it's not good, but people drop the plan. At some point, they're like, I don't even want insurance. Now you have employees working for a really reputable. If I told you the brand, you'd be like, okay, that's a nice brand. It's not some used car center. This is a legitimately nice dealership. When you walk in, like, wow, okay. Like, what's the ramifications? People would have dropped the coverage. And they have been seeing that over time where it's been dropping down and down, the participation. Now, what happens in that case is you get adverse selection, which is a fancy term, meaning the people that really need insurance stay on it and use it. And the insurance company goes, oh, we're going to give you another 30% increase. You can never get out of that cycle because people start dropping and then you can't rebid it because you're in mid-market. You're experience rated and you're stuck. And that's the message I told them last year when I shared this new idea. So it's, I think you'd be a good fit for community funding where let's use the couple hundred thousand members in New Mexico in the marketplace and let's buffer your risk with them, give choice and give freedom. And most of the time we can reduce their costs, your costs dramatically because you have the law of large numbers. Now this is not a self-funded plan. This is not some big VWA or consortium. This is an amazing option that has been around for about 4 years. But it's very misunderstood. Like that, and I misunderstood it when it came out. At first, when I heard about it 4 years ago, like that's the dumbest thing I've ever heard. But I didn't even look at it. My ego just checked in. So be aware. Hey, you might have heard of it, but did you hear the story in the right way? Do you understand the mechanics of how it works? So after the meeting, we had a series of four meetings in the conference room, mandatory, all employees. We're like, we need to make sure everybody hears this story. I don't care if they're fixing a car. You need to pull them off into the conference room for no more than 1 hour, and I'm going to explain to them what has changed. And of course, they come in, they're all skeptical. And I'm joking around a little bit, and they're like, who's this guy from Virginia? I've never seen him before. Like, why am I here? And I'm like, this is my first day on the job. I hope I do an okay job. And they're laughing, and I could tell it's a good group of people, just hardworking, nice people, just trying to do their best. And there, because they're struggling with their really high deductible plan they had that was going up 30% and was already very high. Presented it, explained to them what we were doing, made sure they understood it. And so after the first break, I'm in the bathroom and I'm washing my hands after, you know, like you should do. I was washing my hands, and behind me, I hear someone say, I feel like I just got a raise. And I didn't know, you know, I'm not looking at anybody. So I'm like, who are they talking to? So I turned around when I was done. I said, I'm sorry. And it was one of the guys in the meeting. He said, looked at me and says, I feel like I just got a raise. This is amazing. I've been overpaying insurance for years and years now. Will you just share with me and not you show me my rate? I get to pick my plan. It's like, I feel like I just got a raise. This is incredible. And it hit me right in the face. The real reason that this is so beneficial is that it's giving people their money back. It's giving them extra money in their paycheck, and it's pre-tax. So this is not a taxable raise. If you give everyone a raise, they don't get the full dollar. So it's even better than a raise. It's like a raise squared, or I don't know what to call it. If you give me a dollar increase in my income, I have to pay 30% over with taxes, maybe 40%. If it's your executive staff, they're paying 40 or 50 when it's all out. So you're not even getting the full dollar. Workers' comp is in there. But when you do non-cash compensation, what happens? It's pre-tax money. The full amount is passed on. So if you're spending $100 a month for an employee, it's pre-tax to you and to them. You're getting the full benefit of that purchasing power. The full $100 is buying the insurance. You're not like, well, we start with $100 and we take taxes out. So now we only have $60 to buy insurance. You get the full, that's the beauty of insurance benefits for employees. It's leveraged and you're taking advantage of the tax code. You get the full value. So these employees were seeing their out-of-pocket pre-tax deductions drop so much so that he said, I feel like I just got a raise. And I said, you did. You absolutely got a raise, but it's even better because you didn't get taxed on it. And now it's something you want, not being rammed down your throat. And make sure you go tell the CFO and HR director, which they did. I encourage everyone, if you've gotten this far, we've been so jaded just as individuals, you know, with marketing and it's just we're busy and there's just too much to worry about. I just encourage you to have a conversation with someone that's knowledgeable about this. Don't go to a rookie surgeon that if you want to do some brain surgery or want a second opinion, go to someone that knows what they're talking about. And if you call up your broker, which you should, your agent, go, hey, I want to know about community funded plans and tell me all about it and how many have you placed and what are the pros and cons. If you're getting back crickets or if you're getting a tap dance, you know it. I'll get back to you on that. I've heard about that. That's a bad sign. Right? It's just a bad sign. It's like asking your 401k advisor for your 401k, hey, I think we want to add an annuity. Like, oh I'll get back to you on that. Yeah, I'm familiar with annuities. Yeah, I've heard of annuities. Great, you've heard the word. Have you ever analyzed annuities? No. Well, we actually don't sell annuities, so I can't help you. All right, what about an ESOP? It's great. No, we can't help you with that. So what about deferred comp? Like, there's all kinds of things when it comes to benefits that everyone can't know everything. You got to find a specialist. And we can work with other brokers to help you. So I'll take that pressure off. Hope this is valuable. It is the most amazing feeling when you're in front of a room and you see the employees go through this. When that sinks in, after the skepticism kind of peels away, and I'm used to it. Like, I get it. You're like not believing what I'm saying. And you shouldn't until I show you, because we've all been misled over and over and over and over how great things are and they're not. So I hope this is helpful. It is the most amazing feeling you ever get as an owner, president, executive director, CFO, HR director, HR specialist, operations manager. I don't care what your title is, office manager, does not matter what you do for the company. If you're in charge and you're part of the decision making, this is something that in almost every case, like I have yet to find, I've only found one case where this really wasn't that effective. No, two, sorry. Over 40 to 50 companies that we looked at where we ran this through the modeling, only two, it did not make sense. So it is possible, yes, but this dealership, I mean, they saved so much money. It was insane. So I hope this is helpful. You can always reach me at millengroup.com. And I'd be glad to help you, or john@millinggroup.com, or 804-459-8102. Hope you're having a good day.